mopadidi kila bibulo kutira kukawa maskuru ya bidi na ngui kupata la kubidi pantuchila constituency ile ikuatira indarama nefukuru wa kiaiko ala minatela kwe imbira batu pa nchumona pamuli inganya mubu teko kwa charo cha zambia
gaizi na wina 20 pini
yee na wina fanine
oi na wina trip ya Dubai finali kidindo mpasporti
yee avone laptop vane
every 20 seconds someone wins in the MTN at 20 thank you Zambia promo. We're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFi's, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. The Power. Power. 9.3 FM.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The National Construction Council has expressed concern over the significant gender gap in the construction sector.
The Zambia's small-scale farmers network says Tanzanian maize may disrupt the FRA's procurement process.
In international news, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni will seek re-election for a seventh term in polls due early next year.
And finally, in sports news, Orlando Pirates have officially announced the signing of midfielder Sipho Mvule.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
The National Construction Council, NCC, has expressed concern over the significant gender gap in the construction sector. NCC Public Relations Officer Chama Mwansa revealed that from the 13 construction projects inspected in various parts of the country since the beginning of the year, a total of 286 workers were male, while only 6 were female. He noted that the figures highlight a persistent gender disparity in the industry, despite ongoing efforts to promote inclusivity. Mr. Mwansa further disclosed that the council issued over 8,000 certificates to companies and individuals in the construction sector. He added that 97% of the certificates were issued to local firms, indicating strong domestic participation in the industry.
In the first quarter of 2025, NCC issued 8,239 contractor registration certificates across the various grades. Grade 6 topped the list with 4,826 certificates being issued, which was followed by Grade 5, which had 2,051, and Grade 4, which had 680 certificates being issued. Of these, I'd like to state that local firms accounted for 97% of total registrations, confirming that Zambians do indeed have a large share of registrations in the construction sector. And on the ground, I'd like to state that NC inspected 13 construction projects in Lusaka, Southern Copper Belt, and Northwestern provinces to monitor compliance and project quality. On the site, we found a total of 286 workers, 97% of whom were Zambian. However, we noted that we found only 6 women on these 13 sites, pointing to the ongoing gender gap in the sector.
Kalingalinga Ward Councillor Mukubesa Nyoni has commended the company responsible for garbage collection in his ward for its effective service. Speaking within an interview with Power FM, Councillor Nyoni urges residents to actively support the initiative by consistently paying the subscription fee for waste collection services. He emphasized the importance of collaboration between the community and waste collectors to ensure a clean and healthy environment. Ms. Nyoni also called on residents to stop littering in drainages, describing the act as a major challenge for waste management efforts. He has appealed to the public to adopt responsible waste disposal practices to support ongoing environmental cleanliness initiatives.
They are doing their best because also garbage collection or waste management has got to do with the members of the public also. What role are they playing? Are they paying the subscription fee? Do these waste companies collect? So it's a whole thing in terms of how you look at it. area, I give credit to the waste collectors because it's a very challenging job. You are dealing with people who don't subscribe, people who throw waste in the drainages.
The Zambia Small Scale Farmers Network has expressed concern that the arrival of the final consignment of imported maize from Tanzania may negatively impact the ongoing local maize purchasing exercise. Government has announced that the final shipment of Tanzanian maize is expected to arrive in the country within the next few weeks. Last year, government started the importation of about 650,000 metric tons of maize from Tanzania following the country experiencing a drought. But commenting on the Development Network, President Edward Nsama said that the delay in the arrival of imported maize may disrupt the Food Reserve Agency's procurement process, as the influx could result in adequate national reserves, reducing the need to purchase from local farmers.
Zambian government signed a contract with the Tanzanian government to get that maize. Now, because of the delay of the maize that is coming from, that was supposed to come from Tanzania, because it was supposed to come to an end by last year, the end of last year. But now, since it has crossed over to this season, where we have also a lot of maize, definitely it will affect. It will affect the purchase, and that's why the government said they are not going to buy more than 500,000 metric tons. That could be the cause, and that is going to affect our farmers tremendously. Okay. However, every problem that comes on board is manageable. Better as small-scale farmers to start looking at other avenues, other markets where we can sell the maize, which can also pay the farmers better than the local market.
The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, has emphasized that policy consistency remains crucial to maintaining investor confidence and economic resilience. EAZ President Dr. Oswald Mungole highlighted that steady and coherent policies are driving Zambia's favorable macroeconomic environment. He added that a strong tax inflow has bolstered the government's fiscal position, improving liquidity and supporting the implementation of national development programs. Dr. Mungole further said that the weakening U.S. dollar has eased pressure on the exchange rate, allowing the Zambian kwacha to appreciate steadily. The Bank of Zambia continues to maintain a monetary policy regime that effectively manages inflation while preserving monetary stability. By mid-June 2025, an increased supply of U.S. dollars, fueled by simultaneous quarterly and annual tax deadlines, along with stronger mining production and metal exports, has further strengthened the kwacha. Dr. Mungole reiterated that maintaining policy consistency will be essential to safeguarding Zambia's economic progress amid external uncertainties.
In international news, Namibia's Ministry of Health and Social Services on Tuesday confirmed another cholera case at Opuo. A statement released by the ministry spokesperson Walters Kamaya says the latest case involves a 13-year-old boy with no history of contact with the previously confirmed cases. The boy, he says, presented with acute watery diarrhea and severe abdominal pain, but is reported to be in a stable condition. Health and Social Services Minister Esperance Luvindayo last week declared a cholera outbreak at Opuo with a total of 8 cases and 1 fatality.
And still within international news, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni will seek re-election for a 7th term in polls due early next year, according to a senior official from the ruling party. Museveni was widely expected to run again, but this is the first confirmation of his National Resistance Movement party. The country will hold general elections in January 2026, in which voters will choose both the president and lawmakers. Yoweri Museveni, 80, has held power in Uganda since 1986. He is the 4th longest ruling leader in Africa after Teodoro Obiang from Equatorial Guinea, 46 years, Paul Biya from Cameroon, 43 years, and Denis Sassou Nguesso from the Congo Republic, 41 years. Under his tenure, the NRM has changed the 1995 constitution twice to allow him to extend his rule. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice, take note that what you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original.